With 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Rick Dulock. On Friday evening at Cal State San Bernardino, the victims of the December 2, 2015 attack at the Inland Regional Center in our city were honored during a special night of remembrance. At this public event, community, faith, and tribal leaders, law enforcement and other first responders, educators and performers, and victims and the families of victims gathered in Kusulus Arena. The event, which began at 6:30, lasted for more than an hour and a half, and the overwhelming message, hope and healing. San Bernardino Mayor Kerry Davis.
Each victim was a public servant who blessed us each day with their skills and talents as dedicated county workers. The unforgettable crime that was perpetrated against these families must be a reminder to all of us that hate never justifies violence. We must become known for compassion and kindness because God created us to love and help one another.
Julie Swan Paez, county employee, December 2nd survivor, and now victim's advocate, spoke next. She fondly mentioned details about each of the 14 people who died that day. Julie ended with this.
Kindness, compassion, love, and gratitude. To me, those are the basic threads of humanity. All of my friends who I just spoke about embodied these traits. The more kindness and compassion, love, and gratitude that we show to one another, the stronger the fabric of humanity is. Evil and hatred are like knives that cut this fabric. Unfortunately, I'm not naive enough to believe that love can just make evil go away. But I do believe that kindness and compassion, love and gratitude can repair the damage that evil and hatred do. We have all experienced the benefits of those traits, and we've all experienced the damage of evil and hatred. We all have a responsibility to work together to make the repairs in humanity. Not just mend it, but make humanity stronger. I would like to see it so strong that it's like Kevlar, and evil and hatred can't damage it any longer. This can be achieved if we remember to be kind, loving, compassionate, and grateful. Our community has been extraordinary. The support and love shown to us has been unparalleled. I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I think I speak on behalf of all my coworkers and the families to extend my sincerest appreciation for the community and for everyone's support. Thank you.
For those in attendance and for others watching on cable access television and through a live web stream Friday, San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Burguan ended his inspiring message with this.
In the days that followed December 2nd of 2015, I acknowledged in a few talks that I gave that there's two evil people that started the narrative of that day. A story about San Bernardino, a chapter in our lives, and a chapter of our history. But the ending of that story is not over. The narrative is yet to be decided. They do not get to finish that story. We do. This is our city. This is our story. We will finish that chapter, and we will close the book on this event. So let's be united. Let's be strong. And let's show the world what we're made of. Love your neighbor. Love your family. Love this community. And most of all, love those people that are struggling with the events of that day. Let love win the day. Let's show the world, that world that is still watching us, that terror will not win.
The entire night's event is available for viewing online. Find it easily through a link on our website at kvcrnews.org. I'm Rick Dulock.
I'm Ken Vincent, and 91.9 KVCR would like to thank KVCR-TV, Channel 24, and FNX-TV, First Nations Experience, and particularly Joanne Acosta and Matt Ornelas for their help in covering the Night of Remembrance Friday night.